SBS. Stories from around the forces world.
The Royal Regiment of Scotland is holding an inter-battalion boxing night as part of its 10th anniversary celebrations. It's happening at Meadowbank in Edinburgh on the 1st of July. I went down to the sparring gym in Palace Barracks, where One Scots have been preparing their candidate for the competition, and I spoke to boxing officer Captain Tony Ronaldson ringside.
Boxers from across the Royal Regiment of Scotland, including the reserve units of 6 and 7 Scots, will get together to represent the battalions and to celebrate our 10th anniversary. They're putting in a number of fighters across the board. Obviously, the main constraint for all the battalions is their current operational or training tempo. Darren Campbell, he's in the pipes and drums, he will fight at middleweight for the first battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland.
Private Campbell, you're going to be representing One Scots. How long have you been boxing for the Army?
My first time fighting for One Scots was at Meadowbank 2 years ago. That was the first time I ever put any interest in it, boxing. Won my fight and I got best boxer that night, so hopefully I'll do the same again.
The Army obviously supports you through your training.
Aye, I get time off my work as well.
Probably rather be at work.
Nah.
Are you excited?
Aye, of course. Always excited to get in the ring.
Darren, the very best of luck and thank you very
much.
Colour Sergeant Ruin, you are coaching Darren for this fight. How have you been getting on?
Thankfully, the commanding officer let Private Campbell away from work so he can dedicate himself to boxing, because he'll need to be on his game, because there's a lot of good boxers within the Royal Regiment of Scotland. So to give him the best chance, he's in full-time training, early mornings, late night finishing, and he's dieting, got to maintain his weight, and his fitness levels are coming on really well, because he has to be fit. He's going to be up against guys that are as fit as him, and it could come down to who is best technically, but I'm confident in Dan.
Would you be stepping into the ring yourself at all?
No, I'm too old to step into the ring, thank God. I'm in my 40s now, early 40s may I add, but I find it hard enough training with Dan. I've lost over a stone in a week.
You would know who some of the other contestants are going to be?
Yeah, with my old regiment, 1st Battalion of Gael and Southern Highlanders, we were predominantly a boxing battalion, so they're the head coaches of all our Gael and Southern Highlanders. So we do keep in touch, we're a really close battalion. We all support each other, but on the night, there'll be no love lost in the ring, but after it, it'll be back to being the best of pals.
Is there anybody that you would be concerned about if Darren happened to be up against?
No, I know Darren's trained well, so we wouldn't be concerned. I know what Darren's ability, I know what his fitness levels, I know his strength. It's not a finished article, nobody is, but I'm more than confident in his ability.
This is Cherry Casey for BFBS in Hollywood.